Soros-backed LADA George Gascon issues policy to help criminal illegal aliens avoid deportation. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 6, 2022. George Gascon, the George Soros-funded District Attorney of Los Angeles, has issued a policy directive that helps criminal illegal aliens avoid deportation, Fox News reported. Gascon was elected in 2020 on a criminal justice reform platform with the help of millions of dollars in spending by Democrat megadonor Soros. As Fox News reported. According to the policy, which was obtained by Fox News, alternatives to criminal convictions should be considered, such as avoiding charging for criminal enhancements, which can significantly increase one's prison sentence. That would turn an otherwise immigration-neutral offense into an immigration-damaging one. All charging determinations shall be undertaken with the goal of avoiding or mitigating the adverse immigration consequences of a decision when known. Possible PR permitting, Gascon's policy states. Under these circumstances and when, consistent with public safety alternatives to filing charges exist, those alternatives shall be pursued. The policy also recommends pretrial diversion programs to deter deportation and other immigration consequences for criminal illegal aliens. However, Gascon's office backed up the policy, claiming it protects vulnerable victims and prioritizes safety while attempting to avoid overly punitive consequences for criminal illegal aliens. Los Angeles District Attorney's Office Communications Director Tiffany Blackwell told Fox News. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office consulted with our staff, community stakeholders and immigration experts to craft a comprehensive immigration policy that protects vulnerable victims and prioritizes safety while attempting to avoid overly punitive consequences for the accused. We believe that we have achieved that result. We will continue to rely upon our staff to provide us with relevant information that will assist in making the determination if alternative sentencing is warranted. Still, not everyone is pleased with Gascon's new policy directive. Association for Deputy District Attorneys of Los Angeles County Vice President Eric Siddle criticized the policy and argued it might discriminate against native-born criminal suspects who would not be given the same consideration because they are not facing deportation. That's saying we're going to give better deals to someone because of their immigration status, Siddle told Fox News. Gascon's move is aligned with other Soros-funded district attorneys, such as Philadelphia's Larry Krasner, Cook County, Illinois' Kimberly Fox, and Contra Costa County's Diana Becton, as Breitbart News's John Binder detailed. After being elected in 2017, Krasner created the Immigration Council in his district attorney's office, hiring former immigration attorney Caleb Arnold to lead the initiative. The goal of the initiative is to reduce immigration consequences for defendants. After taking office, Fox hired Michael Kaspertsinski to be the office's first immigration advisor. Kaspertsinski's role is described as working to ensure that non-citizen defendants do not face unnecessary immigration consequences, particularly for misdemeanor and low-level offenses. The role effectively seeks to help criminally charged illegal aliens escape arrest by ICE and deportation. After taking office, Becton issued an immigration policy memo where she states that prosecutors in the Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office shall consider the avoidance of adverse immigration consequences in the plea negotiation process. Gascon has been a prominent target of Los Angeles County residents who are concerned with rising crime rates. However, since his election in 2020, Gascon has survived two recall attempts. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.